news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to lying to Congress and violating campaign finance laws. Cohen told the judge, quote, "I take full responsibility for each act that I pled guilty to, the personal ones to me and those involving the President of the United States of America." Responding to a Trump tweet calling him weak, Cohen said he was weak because, quote, "time and time again, I felt it was my duty to cover up his dirty deeds." The president himself has been uncharacteristically quiet about the new developments. CNN's Jim Acosta explains.
President Trump bit his tongue today, turning down a chance to weigh in on Michael Cohen's prison sentence. The president isn't likely to maintain that silence for very long, as the special counsel's investigation is now moving on to its next targets. Privately, the president is said to be seething, furious about the Cohen's case, and referring to his former fixer behind the scenes as a, quote, liar.
Ah, but you knew Trump couldn't keep quiet for too long. He took to Twitter Thursday morning, demeaning Michael Cohen and stating, quote, "I never directed Michael Cohen to break the law." Meanwhile, over at Fox, legal analyst Judge Anthony Napolitano told Shepard Smith that the president committed a felony.
"We've learned that federal prosecutors here in New York City have evidence that the president of the United States committed a felony by ordering and paying Michael Cohen to break the law. How do we know that? They told that to the federal judge. Under the rules, they can't tell that to a federal judge unless they actually have that hardcore evidence. Under the rules, they can't tell that to a federal judge unless they intend to do something with that evidence. The U.S. attorney in Manhattan, a Donald Trump appointee, taking a page from Jeff Sessions' book, recused himself, leaving this case in the hands of the full-time career professional prosecutors."
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York announced that it has reached a non-prosecution agreement with AMI, the parent company of the National Enquirer, in connection with their $150,000 payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal before the 2016 elections. MSNBC has the details.
"They acknowledge that they met the payment in concert with a candidate's presidential campaign and in order to ensure that the woman did not publicize damaging allegations about the candidate before the 2016 presidential election. This next sentence is important and is going to be significant. AMI further admitted that its principal purpose in making the payment was to suppress the woman's story so as to prevent it from influencing the election. That means that AMI is now saying that it made this payment in order to not influence the election. Up until this point, it had been a little bit of a he said, he said with respect to Michael Cohen and the president. The agreement also acknowledges, among other things, AMI's acceptance of responsibility, and they note that AMI's role in assisting the investigation was significant as well."
Theresa May lives on as British Prime Minister. May survived a no-confidence vote, meaning she keeps her job and the Brexit headache that goes along with it. On Thursday, she heads to Brussels for a summit with EU leaders where she can try to renegotiate the Brexit deal that she can't get through her own parliament. If the EU still refuses to rework it, the prospect of a so-called no-deal Brexit becomes much more likely. That scenario, in which the UK leaves the EU in March without a trade deal, scares everybody because of its predicted food shortages, grounded flights, and other economic calamities. May told her Conservative Party members that she will not stand for election again. In a narrow 206 to 203 vote on Wednesday, the House of Representatives passed the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, more commonly known as the Farm Bill. Unfortunately, the bill contains a poison pill, a provision preventing a floor vote on any war powers resolution limiting the U.S. involvement in Yemen for the rest of the year. It should be noted that five House Democrats voted with the Republicans to continue the war in Yemen: Jim Acosta, Al Lawson, Colin Peterson, Dutch Rupperberger, and David Scott. The rate of gun deaths in the U.S. has hit its highest level in more than 20 years, with almost 40,000 people killed in shootings in 2017. The numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show 39,773 people in the U.S. lost their lives after being shot or shooting themselves in 2017. That represents a total of 12 deaths per 100,000 people, up from 10.1 in 2010, and the highest rate since 1996. Last year also saw the deadliest mass shooting by an individual to take place in modern history, when 58 people died in a massacre on the Las Vegas Strip. Friday, December 14th, marks the sixth anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, where a gunman fatally shot 20 first graders and six adult staff members. In its annual study, the Committee to Protect Journalists reports that a near record number of journalists around the world are behind bars for their work. As of December 1st, 251 journalists are in jail for doing their jobs. The number of journalists imprisoned on charges of false news rose to 28, up from 21 last year and 9 in 2016. The report criticized Trump for frequently characterizing negative media coverage as fake news, a phrase that is also used by leaders against their critics in countries like the Philippines and Turkey. In a somewhat related story, and in typical Trump fashion, the president has reportedly killed a decades-long tradition by canceling the annual White House Christmas party for members of the media. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.